This is day number two, talking with candidate Tim Griffith here on KFFB 106.1 FM. You can go to KFFB.com and hear both of these open mic programs. And Tim, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Military experience. Real quick, tell us about your military experience and your family.
Yes, sir.
Your background.
I was a direct commission officer into the JAG Corps in the Army, Army Reserve. In 1996, I got out of law school at Tulane in New Orleans, and I was in a law firm with a guy who had been in Special Forces and had become a JAG, and I had always had an interest in the military. My grandfather served in World War I in France. He's from Magnolia, Arkansas, and I had other family members in the service. And so I looked into it and thought, you know, this is great because I can continue my civilian career, but I can also be in the military and it can provide me some extra income and some great experience. And so I looked into that and applied, and I came into the Army in 1996 as a first lieutenant and as a JAG, and I've been in for about 13 years. I am a major now. And prior to 9/11, it was a different Army Reserve. I had never been mobilized, and there was a chance if you were in the reserve prior to 9/11 that you may not be mobilized. After 9/11, things changed. The reserve became much more of a ready reserve, one that was tapped and is tapped a lot. And so sure enough, in 2005, when I was working at the White House as the deputy political director for President Bush, I was called up for a year. And my wife of about 5.5 months was, shall I say, surprised. And she was like, oh, you're in the military? No, she knew I was in the military. But it's one thing to be in the reserve. It's another thing to have to quit your civilian job and be activated. And so it was a new experience for both of us. So I told the president about it, and we moved to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, where I was on orders for a year. We moved there in 2005 and we stayed through 2006. During that period, I was sent to Iraq in May of 2006, and I was there for almost the duration of my year, and came back in August. I was June, July, August. But so I've been in 13 years. I love it. It's difficult to juggle sometimes, particularly when you're running for Congress and when you've got a 2-year-old and a baby on the way and a business. But I'm committed to staying with it. I hope to stay in the full 20-plus years. Hopefully I can find the time, and I plan to complete my educational requirements so that I can be promoted up to lieutenant colonel. That would be the next goal for me. But I've loved it. It's been great. It's been a wonderful learning experience. And I tell you, the military teaches you a side of life that you wouldn't know otherwise. It introduces you to people you would never know. It puts you around people that you would never meet. And it allows you to interact with folks from a lot of different backgrounds that you may never otherwise interact with. So it's been fabulous. Like I say, it's not always easy, but it's fabulous. I appreciate you asking about my family. I grew up in Magnolia. My wife is from Camden, and we were married in 2005. I was married a little later in life, and so we got started a little later than most folks on their family and having kids. But my 2-year-old has been an incredible blessing. It's Mary Catherine, a little girl, and she runs the household. But we've got a little boy coming. We're going to get a little balance in the house. We've got a boy coming in March, and I'm real excited about that, and looking forward to having him in our home. We live real close to a public school, Aloe Elementary School, and that's where Mary Catherine's going to go when she's old enough. I graduated from public school in Magnolia. My wife did in Camden. And we have a really fine public school real close to us. Literally, I can almost throw a rock and hit it. So it's really close, and we can walk every morning. So that's my family. We live in Little Rock, and love spending my hobby would be when I'm not doing other things, which recently that hadn't been a lot of downtime, but I love to hang around my house with my family, and particularly during the fall when SEC games are on, because I am an SEC fanatic. And love the Razorbacks in particular. And so I'll be doing that tomorrow.
Okay, one thing we need to talk about, if folks want to know more information about you, you're running for the 2nd Congressional District. That is the House seat that is right now occupied by Vic Snyder.
Yes, sir.
And that is your opponent. How can they find out more information about you?
Well, we have a website. Right now, it's just a temporary website. It's timgriffinforcongress.com. And Griffin is I-N, G-R-I-F-F-I-N. We will be launching our full-fledged, fully developed website in about a week. That's the plan. We are working on some details on that. So you can go there. If you go there now, you can sign up for our updates. You can sign up. You can look at our press releases, and you can contribute. Obviously, financial help is something that we need. We need it. Particularly running against an incumbent, as I indicated earlier. And we're not going to ignore any of the counties in the district. We know there are 8 counties. We're in the middle of our eight county kickoff, and we are going to fundraise and mobilize and organize in every county. But another way you can get in touch is go to our Facebook page. We have really focused a lot on social media, Facebook and Twitter. And those are linked for us. But if you go to facebook.com/Tim Griffin for Congress, you can go to – that's our official campaign page as opposed to my own personal page. And you can find me, too, on the personal page. Happy to talk to you through that. But our campaign page has a lot of neat stuff. You can contribute through there. You can look at our events on there. And we have about 1,200 supporters right now on that site. And we have a really neat application for the people really interested in Facebook. You'll be familiar with the apps and the applications. We have a really neat virtual yard sign, and it's free. And if you go on there, you'll see information. You can put a virtual yard sign, Tim Griffin for Congress, on your Facebook profile. And if people click on it, they can contribute. So it's a nice little thing to show that you support Tim Griffin for Congress, and it's also a way for us to raise money. So those are the ways you can really get involved. If you want to email me directly, you can do it through Facebook. You can do it through the website. It's info@TimGriffinForCongress.com. So a lot of different ways. And if you want to talk on the phone, email me, send me your number and your name, and I'll give you a call.
Thanks for joining us. Been talking with Tim Griffin here for Congress for the 2nd Congressional District right here on KFFB's Open Mic. Remember, you hear this open mic program and all open mic programs at KFFB.com. Click on the open mic button.